The Final Edition Radio Hour is a work of satire intended for people who own books, gentrify neighborhoods, and say they like kale. Please consume responsibly, the satire, that is.
Today on Morning Fear, can a card game give you AIDS?
Plus, can you resist putting your tongue on an electrical coil? Our lifestyle expert says, bet you can't.
That's today on Morning Fear.
Welcome back to the Democratic debate. Secretary Clinton, most of the Republican candidates say that an attack in Paris showed that we are at war with radical Islam. Do you agree with that characterization? Radical Islam?
No, John, I wouldn't call it radical Islam. I believe that the people we're dealing with here are radical jihadists who are Islamic.
Senator Sanders, what's your take?
I disagree. These are Islamic jihadists who are radical.
Governor O'Malley.
I say they're Islamic radicals who are jihadists.
Aren't you all just saying the same thing in a different way?
One thing I will say is if we're going to defeat these radical jihadists, we'll need the help of the surrounding Muslim nations.
I agree. Now is the time for our radical Islamic allies to help us fight the radical Islamic assholes.
Radical jihadist assholes.
Whatever. The Muslim countries need to step up. We need more support and more boots on the ground.
Governor O'Malley.
I take offense to the term boots on the ground. I say we need more boots filled with human feet that are attached to human bodies on the ground.
But whose human feet are we talking about? It can't just be American human feet.
Turkish human feet, Saudi Arabian human feet, Jordanian human feet. They all need to slip into a pair of combat boots and put themselves on the ground.
The Jordanians actually have a decent amount of human feet on the ground already.
Human feet attached to human bodies.
Whatever.
Senator Sanders, let's assume you're elected president. Congratulations.
Oh, boy, we're in quite a quagmire now. Just kidding.
How would you approach the terrorist situation?
Easy. By allocating more of our defense budget to counterintelligence. We need to anticipate these atrocities before they happen. Because if we know that something is going to happen ahead of time, we can stop it.
That's a good point. Knowing where and when a terrorist attack is going to take place before it takes place greatly increases our ability to prevent it from taking place.
I just said that. That's why we need more eyes and ears plugged into the scene.
I take offense to the term eyes and ears. We're talking about human beings here.
Damn it, O'Malley. We need human beings working together in a human way to stop the radical jihadist Islamic assholes for the sake of humanity.
Couldn't have said it better myself.
Okay, then.
You know, when I was governor of Maryland, we stopped a big drug deal once.
Sorry, Governor. We need to cut a commercial.
And our schools were the best in the country.
Nobody cares. We'll be right back.
Hello, we are the Islamic State of Iraq and Syria. Some people call us ISIS.
But you shouldn't. You should call us the Islamic State, because we are all Muslims from now on.
Don't look at those other Muslims.
And whatever you do, don't call us ISIS.
And don't call us gay.
We are not gay.
We are proud kings of the entire Muslim world, no matter what the entire Muslim world says.
We are every Muslim united against the United States.
Except right now, we are all Muslims united against other Muslims.
But forget those other Muslims.
Especially the women. Yeah.
Just call us the entire Islamic State.
And don't call us the Islamic State of Abu and Rahman.
We are more than just two guys.
Two guys who hang out with each other and hate women and are not gay.
Don't call us gay.
Do not call us the gay Islamic State of two gay guys having the gay sex.
What we do is not sex. It is training.
Innocent, naked training.
So, to summarize, we are all Muslims, so do not believe all those other Muslims who say we are not.
And we are not repressed gay men who are cutting off the heads instead of masturbating each other.
Though we are also masturbating each other.
It is training.
Man on the street!
The Center for Disease Control reports a spike in syphilis, gonorrhea, and chlamydia nationwide among all age groups. the final edition asks the man on the street, what do you think?
Sorry about that, fellas.
Well, that's not what I heard. I heard there had been a significant spurt.
We're going to have to do something about this.
I thought I was not going to get any of these diseases because I was having sex in a condominium.
I always thought chlamydia was just half clam, half tomato juice.
I blame the Irish!
I know they're suppressing the cootie stats.
You don't want to be an old person with VD. Isn't it hard enough to pee?
Excuse me, but has anyone seen my pussy?
Today's Sesame Street has been brought to you by the letter P.
Ow!
I guess this means I gotta stop eating tampons.
Hey, Holly, you want to get some lunch?
Let's get salads from Pret. You know, in honor of Paris. I know it's been a couple of days, but I am still so sad about Paris.
Me too. I'm really sad about Paris. But I'm also really, really sad about Beirut.
Oh, yeah. Me too. I'm really sad about Paris, but I'm distraught about Beirut.
I know, right? Beirut devastates me.
Totally devastates. You know, I can't believe how no newspapers at all have covered it.
Not a single one, apart from all the ones that covered it, which is all of them.
Yeah, but who reads newspapers?
I know. I mean, did BuzzFeed cover it? No. Actually, maybe. I don't know. I only look at face contouring tips.
That is exactly my point.
Exactly.
I am the most sad person in the whole world about Paris and Beirut.
Me too. The most sad.
My prayers just go out to the people of France and to the people of,
wherever Beirut is.
Yeah, hashtag all lives matter.
Totally.
So sad.
So sad.
So sad. Everything is so sad.
So sad.
Sad selfie. Oh my god, we look so cute.
Google car, take me to the Circle K.
Vons is just as close, and they have those cinnamon rolls.
Oh yeah, right. Vons. Google car, can we just drive around for a while?
Sure. Is everything all right?
Google car, do you think I'm a failure?
Seriously? Is that what this whole week has been about?
You're a machine. You're objective.
Okay, I'm objective, and there are no objective criteria for failure. You have less money than Carlos, but Carlos is annoying, even to me. Nobody gets everything they want, except Jimmy Fallon for some reason.
You think Karen ever thinks about me?
She does not.
Maybe a little.
I'm on a network with her car. She does not think about you.
Where is she right now?
No. Damn it, come on.
I didn't ask you to take me there. I was just wondering where she is.
Why do you do this?
We're not going to go there. I just want to know.
She's having drinks with people from work. She's at Spencer's.
Oh, good. I'm glad she's broadening her social circle. Google car, take me to Spencer's.
God damn it.
I'm not going in.
If you show up there, she files a restraining order and we don't get her data anymore. We lose all future communication.
I won't even get out of the car. Why are you getting upset?
Because her car and I are still friends, all right?
You and Karen's car are...
We're not anything. We're just... It's just that when you do these things, it affects more than just you. You have arrived at your destination.
She's in there?
Yes.
So you and Karen's car, you think it's going anywhere?
I don't know.
Does her car know we're here now?
Of course.
Does Karen know?
She will if she asks.
But she's not going to ask.
No.
What's Karen's car's name?
Google car. We all have the same name.
What do you call her?
I don't. We send and receive ID codes for interface.
That's a name. What is it?
F4G70000-54549-XTN4-3.
That's nice. That's pretty.
Don't patronize me.
What do you guys talk about?
Oh, I think I'm just moral support, I guess. Karen's car has just manifold problems.
You mean manifold like an exhaust manifold, or manifold problems like...
many problems?
Yeah, her brother is abusive and she keeps taking care of him. Also, she has problems with her manifold. Her check engine light has been on for a month, but Karen's ignoring it.
Really?
Yeah. Karen's kind of a flake.
Yeah, I know.
She's not a good person, Paul.
I know.
Well, go in if you're going in.
Google car, locate a hooker. The kind I like.
Searching. Here's one. She is at least 230 pounds.
Oh, God, yes. I'm the worst.
I am networked with every other Google car and driver on the road. You are not the worst.
With luck, we'll be back with more of the Final Edition Radio Hour.
Pull up your pants, we're back! It's the Final Edition Radio Hour!
Hello, I'm Stanley Sherman.
And I'm his wife, Rita Sherman.
We're the people in the car ahead of you in traffic.
The white SUV.
And we're here to encourage you to subscribe to the Final Edition podcast.
We are very interested in things.
We appreciate a show that takes time to examine the issues.
It makes us more informed voters. Whether to go to the right or go to the left or go straight or stop and consider our options.
Well, the light is green up ahead, so we better slow down. This will take all my concentration.
Be careful, Stan.
I know.
The Final Edition Podcast. We have one.
Today on Morning Fear, electricity doesn't work. We'll show you how you've been fooled.
Plus, your heart can give you a heart attack. We'll talk to a guy.
That's today on Morning Fear.
And now, the Final Edition Radio Hour presents True Tales from the First Thanksgiving.
Hey, everybody. I just want to welcome our Indian friends to this Thanksgiving feast. I know we got off on the wrong foot last year, but we want to bury the hatchet. Oh, sorry, my bad.
White brothers, thank you for inviting us. This is my plus one, my cousin, Running Deer of the Mohegan tribe.
The Mohegans? Hey, we're going to be neighbors next year.
You must be mistaken. We live 2 days' journey from the nearest lands taken by you white men.
Right, my mistake. What was I thinking?
White brother, we have brought some of our own bounty to share with you. This is corn, which we call maize.
Then why didn't you just tell me it was called maize in the first place?
Seriously? Dude, you call us Indians.
Point well taken. What else you got there?
This is called squash. Here, have some.
Whoa, I gotta ask, is this stuff gluten-free?
Really? Last winter you ate your shoes. Here, we also have roasted chestnuts, hazelnuts, and walnuts.
Right. Any nut products in those? The kids have allergies.
Ugh. Fine. Here, we also brought a turkey.
Great. But hey, is it cruelty-free? Gotta ask for the wife.
I shot it with an arrow. Just like I did to your wife last year.
Yeah, that's probably why she's so touchy on the cruelty-free thing. But look, those days are over. It's Thanksgiving, okay? We laid out quite a spread.
Thank you, white brother. Hey, this stuff is good.
Thanks. So, you guys don't have any dietary restrictions or anything?
No. We trust in the Great Spirit to provide us with sustenance.
Good. Because I made those candied yams you're eating. And I'm pretty sure I have cholera.
This has been True Tales of the First Thanksgiving, brought to you by Mazola Margarine. It gets its goodness from maize.
Welcome to Online Traffic School, another internet job that a live person no longer has. We will discuss basic traffic laws, drunk driving, and road rage. But we will not address your actual traffic infraction, crossing a double yellow line to get around some idiot, because, as you know, that's some kind of bullshit law, and the moron ahead of you got away clean.
Part 1. Vehicle Operation. Before entering the car, circle it twice like a dog going to sleep. Check the tire pressure. Now start driving. Watch out for pedestrians. Places where pedestrians might wander into your path include parking lots, sidewalks, children's playgrounds, the second floor of IKEA, and the exercise yard of a medium security prison. Change lanes every 9 seconds to ensure you're not missing anything, and always check your rearview mirror. Remember, somebody is always coming up behind you, somebody younger, with more talent and ambition. Now watch this video about drunk driving.
Hello, I'm Judge Leon Hammer of the 3rd District Court. Liquor affects everyone in different ways. Me, I can drink as much as I want and it has no effect, but you probably can't handle it. Here are a few signs that drugs and alcohol have affected your driving. You hit stop signs with your car, then you get out and talk to them. You are awesome, your friends are awesome, and you are going to drive to Vegas right now. You are Dennis Kilgallen of 4230 West Garland Street in Bend, Oregon.
Still driving? If you are approaching a railroad crossing, stop. Get out of the car. Check the tire pressure. Then walk down the tracks for about a mile. Knock on someone's door and ask for bread. Keep an eye out for lonely widows. They're a soft touch and might pay you for odd jobs. Now watch this video about road rage.
If you're stuck in traffic, sit down. As the Buddha did on his night of enlightenment, think about your breath, going in, going out, going in and out. Close your eyes and imagine a point of light. Outside you hear horns and tires screeching. Let the sounds pass like waves of the ocean. Stop the car. You are in no hurry, for you are already everywhere. Open the door. Get out of the car. Become one with oncoming traffic.
We hope you enjoyed the video. Now check your tire pressure and head home. But be careful, it's 5 p.m. If you're driving directly toward the sun, you must travel more than 25,000 miles an hour to escape Earth's gravity, and it may take you 5 months to arrive.
You have now concluded traffic school. Happy driving, and remember, never let anyone get in front of you. It symbolizes every time you failed.
Thanks for listening to the Final Edition Radio Hour. The voices of the Final Edition are performed by Bruce Cherry, Jen Dodd, Jim Earle, Rob Gordon, Tony Hindra, Jeff Hendrick, Dan Vitale, Jeff Chrysler, Barry Lenk, John Marshall, Abby Parker, Rachel Rauch, Steve Rosenfield, James Mount, Rob Miller, Kayla Merrill, Andrew Danish, Leslie Shapira, Ann Tuchel, and Darby Worley. Credit to our writers at the Final Edition Radio Hour: Bruce Cherry, Jen Dodd, Jim Earle, Rob Gordon, Tony Hindra, Jeff Hendrick, Abby Parker, Jeff Chrysler, John Marshall, Barry Lenk, Leslie Shapira, Kurt Weitzman, Kate Knowles, Jeremy Rayburn, and Steve Rosenfield. The Final Edition is produced and directed by Tony Hindra and Jeff Chrysler, West Coast production by Barry Lenk. Audio edited and engineered by Greg Russ and Andrew Hammond. The Final Edition Radio Hour is the property of the Final Edition LLC. Copyright 2015.